Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us this morning. So let's get started. You gaveled in on January 17th, and I'd like to hear just how the session started off for you. What was that first week like for both of you?
This is Paul Seaton, and hello to everybody. And it was a busy week setting up, and of course, with the new House Majority Coalition, there were, of course, everybody had new jobs and new positions, and so it's like drinking from that fire hose.
And this is Gary. Everyone's trying to find their way, of course, and figure out everything. But you know, actually, the Senate is pretty much unchanged, slight changes from last year. It's the House that has the big lift to try to figure out, you know, a new majority and a lot of new members. I think we only have three new members in the Senate, so it's a little easier to deal with.
And I'd like to hear from both of you some priorities, both in the short term and the long term. So both for this coming week or couple of weeks, and then for the session overall. Let's start with you, Paul. How about you?
You know, the new House Majority, Left House Majority Coalition formed around the principle of getting a sustainable, comprehensive fiscal plan enacted to solve our budget crisis. So that's our main singular focus. There are going to be some other bills around moving, but our main focus is on those four pillars of the foundation plan that we are going to make sure we get done.
And over to you, Gary Stevens.
Well, pretty much the same thing in the Senate, a little different twist. You know, the Senate is looking at some more budget cuts, about 5%, I mean, about $300 million. That's not easy to come by right now when we've already taken the easy cuts, the obvious cuts, and now to further cut that budget is going to be very, very hard. And I'm just afraid it's going to touch a lot of important areas like education and health care that everyone's really concerned about. So, but there's an intention of further reductions in that budget before we get to revenue.
In terms of things that you've heard from your constituents, we know that, you know, budget is a big concern for many people across the state. Are there any other issues that either one of you have heard from the local constituents here that they would like to focus on this session?
Well, this is Paul again, and you know, there's a number of small issues that come up, almost everybody that's contacting me is wanting to make sure that we get a sustainable budget and a fiscal plan that actually structures us going forward. So that's where everybody is focusing their efforts, people that are contacting me.
Pretty much the same thing. You know, I have Kodiak, Homer, Cordova in the district, and it's a reasonable district, and they understand, you know, that you're going to have to deal with revenue enhancements, and everyone's concerned about what that might be. But I think our district is a little more willing to consider those things than some of the districts in the state.
In terms of your committee seats and some of the priorities on the committees you'll be sitting on, I know, Paul, you have one big one, and Gary, you are on a few. So could you each just kind of talk us through the committees that you're on and what you'll be looking at this session on those committees?
Well, the major committee I'm chairing is a legislative budget and audit. It's a joint committee, five members of the House, five members of the Senate. What we're trying to do right now is figure out who our consultants are going to be in order to move ahead on oil and gas development. So that's what we're really involved in right now, legislative budget and audit. I'm also on labor and commerce and also education committee, so those are progressing as well. But the big thing right now is LB&A trying to get our consultants in line.
And this is Paul, and of course, it's interesting. I'm also sitting on LB&A, Legislative Budget and Audit, which Gary is chairing, and I'm on the Committee on Committees. And those two meet rarely, have some actions to take, but not very much. My big job is I'm co-chair of the Finance Committee in charge of the operating budget. So. Think the right place at the right time to help shepherd a plan through the House for a fiscal plan. So we'll see. We do have different perspectives from a number of people in the Senate. Doesn't mean everyone having those perspectives, but I think the House wants to do a much more comprehensive plan.
And I'm wondering, for both of you as the representatives for this area, how do you both plan on working together to hear the similar issues that your constituents bring to both of you? How do you two work together while you're sitting in session together?
Let me comment on that first. This is Gary. Paul and I have worked together for, oh my goodness, about 14 years, I think, and so we've had good working relationships on the area in the district, and that half of the district, home in that area. So we've always worked very closely when it comes to when we had monies for capital operations, capital budgets. Probably not going to be much this year, but yeah, we've always had a good working relationship, and I've always been pleased with that.
And the same here. You know, we get together. We're happy to get together on these weekly talks with you there and the folks through KBBI. But we also meet other times during the week, and we'll be on like LBNA committee together. So we have frequent contacts here.
And we have just a little bit over a minute left, but I wanted to ask you both if there's anything you wanted to add that I did not ask you about this week, keeping in mind we'll have the rest of the session to hash out some of the details.
Well, I think it's just been a busy week, and we're really involved in lots of meetings and getting things started, and we'll be progressing quickly, we hope.
Everyone's fully engaged, and of course, we've only got a 90-day session here, so the hope is that we can adequately get through that, deal with a budget, and be out of here in 90 days.
Well, best of luck, and thank you both very much for joining me this morning.